KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. In the ongoing struggle to figure out where traffic is clogged before driving right into it, Bay Area commuters have a new weapon on their side.
On I-80, westbound, there's a report of debris in the road.
A new technology gives real-time traffic updates that promise to be much faster than traffic copters and more accurate than any accident alert system. David Gorin reports.
The newest and coolest traffic prediction system is based on a simple assumption that every car has a driver and every driver has a cell phone. One of those drivers and cell phone users is Lisa Alvarez-Cohen, a professor at the University of California at Berkeley, and she's taking her Toyota Prius out into a Berkeley neighborhood. She sets her cell phone on her dashboard and flips it on.
Here's the traffic for the major roadways.
She's an early adopter of a new system and says that since she's not a daily commuter, she doesn't need it that much when tooling around town during the week.
On I-680, there's nothing.
But on the weekends, she says, it's invaluable.
My two sons are on traveling soccer teams, and so we are often taking long trips out into all kinds of parts of California that we haven't been to before. For example, every time we go through Tracy, it's just wonderful to know whether we're going to be able to make it through that highway in a certain amount of time, because it's a wonderful bottleneck right there.
Alvarez-Cohen gets up-to-the-second updates on traffic. That is, she knows traffic's going to be bottled up right when it's starting to bottle up, because this new system on her cell phone works in real time. It not only uses cell phones to distribute information, it uses everyone's cell phone participating in the program to gather information. UC Berkeley engineering professor Alex Bayan explains.
Because of the high penetration rate of people with phones on the road, we hope to be able to gather information at a much, much larger scale than ever before.
That is, Bayan is using everyone's cell phone as a data point. By monitoring all those cell phones in all those cars, Bayan can see when those cars slow down. The software works by determining the location and speed of a person's cell as it passes specific GPS coordinates. The information from those thousands of data points on the roads is processed at a data center and sent back to the phones in the form of a traffic report. So changes in traffic are updated constantly, and you can see it online, on your GPS screen, or you can hear a computerized voice announcing traffic conditions.
On I-80 Skyway, eastbound, there's construction in both directions.
It's called the Mobile Millennium Project, and Bayan says you need just one thing to use it. Your phone has to have a global positioning feature on it.
This technology is free. Anybody who has a GPS-equipped phone that we support can download the software for free.
The pilot project is a partnership between UC Berkeley, phone maker Nokia, and Navtech, a Chicago-based digital map company. At the recent unveiling of the Mobile Millennium Project, dozens of people crammed into one of the halls at UC Berkeley to try out the new devices. The dean of engineering, Shankar Sastry, stood back and observed the technology scrum like a proud papa. Since there are 3 billion cell phones worldwide, he says, the applications of cell phone technology are endless.
I think you can imagine a world where everything, you know, entertainment, news. Currently, you know, when you want information, you go to your desktop, you rely on a wired infrastructure. So whatever you think that you would be doing on a computer today would be on a cell phone.
Electronic medical records, he says, will be a personal medical record you carry in your phone. You might use your cell phone to monitor pollution around you, to create a sort of personal environmental risk profile. And Alex Bayan says that his students are putting cell phones on floats in the Sacramento River to use them as moving data points, he says, to measure and track currents.
With a regular phone, now you can visualize PDFs, you can write your email, you can send text messages, you can do a lot of computations if you have the proper software. So the phone is a computer, and I think it's not too long ahead before you just show up with your phone in your office and plug it into a docking station and use it as your main computer.
So, he says, you wouldn't even have a desktop computer anymore. You'd just have your cell phone. He also points out that he now listens to his local public radio station on his cell because it came with a built-in radio.
I still think of it as a phone, but it does a lot of different things besides calling people.
Bayan says in his traffic research, he got good results in a trial period with just 100 users. He estimates that to cover every section of every highway, and even most surface streets, he'll need about 10,000 users in the Bay Area. If all goes well, he says he should accumulate that many users by early spring. And he eventually expects this traffic warning system to go national within a year. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
Want to stay ahead of the curve? Learn how to become an early adapter of the new traffic reporting system. Log on to our website at kqed.org/quest.